Meta's introduction of Llama 3 models, consisting of an 8 billion and a 70 billion parameter version, marks a significant advancement in the generative AI landscape. These models, trained on massive 24,000 GPU clusters, stand out for their performance across various AI benchmarks.
Right, Jacob. The benchmarks like MMLU and Human Eval are common yardsticks for measuring an AI model's knowledge and coding ability. Llama 3's performance here is notable because it not only surpasses previous iterations, but also competes well against other leading models from giants like Google.
And diving deeper into the data side, Meta has amassed a staggering training set of 15 trillion tokens to enhance these models' capabilities. This includes a diverse range of languages and even synthetic data to train on longer documents. It's a huge leap from the Llama 2 dataset and aims to improve performance across various tasks beyond just English.
However, there's always a concern with AI development around issues like bias and toxicity. Meta claims improvements in these areas with new data filtering pipelines and safety tools like Llama Guard and CyberSec Evil to mitigate misuse.
They're also moving towards making these models more accessible across cloud platforms and optimizing them for different hardware. But it's important to note that despite being termed open, there are restrictions on their use for training other generative models or by developers with large user bases without Meta's explicit permission.
Lastly, looking forward, Meta is not stopping here. They're planning even more capable versions of the Llama series that could handle multiple languages, understand images along with text, and improve reasoning and coding capabilities further.
Definitely something to keep an eye on as they push the boundaries of what generative AI models can do.